Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, April the 17th, 2026, 17 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Do want to remind everybody, 10 to 10:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, Mary Ellen Withrow will be Colleen Marshall's guest on Sunday Briefing on NBC4, Channel 4. Tune it in. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I do believe that the Serpent on the Mound, I was correct. That is loosely what Pope Leo was quoting from. Look at me go with the Bible scriptures.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's all you got, huh?
I mean, I don't know. I think you could have hit him with something like, I don't know, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my people would be here fighting right now, or something like that. It's the same thing.
Well, I think he's...
You can't weaponize religion. I mean, right there.
But isn't that what's going on?
Well, yeah, but Jesus said it himself. The whole, my kingdom is not of this earth thing.
Right, but I think evangelicals and Catholics are two different things. And I think people are trying to mix the two, and they are two completely different things.
The Bible is the Bible. I understand the whole denominations thing. I mean, the Catholics have more books in their Bible.
No. I'm saying evangelicals, I believe, will support Trump to the end because of stances like abortion. I believe Catholics don't believe in abortion, but they also are very big on immigration. Completely different than Trump. The Catholic religion and the evangelical religion are not the same. So when they try to conflate the two as just religion, that's not really true. And attacking the Pope does not go over big with the Catholics. I don't think the evangelicals really care.
Why would you attack the Pope?
Go ahead, caller.
There is a gigantic difference between evangelicals and Catholics. I was raised evangelical. However, that's not why I called. Matt, you're missing a big piece of context. Pete Hegseth was using scripture to, I guess the best way to say would be to pray over the war that's going on in Iran right now. However, the scripture that he quoted wasn't a real scripture. It's actually from Pulp Fiction, and Quentin Tarantino wrote it himself.
Well, the
Pope responded with, actual scripture.
Well, and didn't J.D. Vance, who just wrote a book on Catholicism, say that the Pope should not stick his opinions into things?
I think he was more tactful about that because he was probably worried about excommunication more so than being the next president. But he, I don't want to say strongly worded, but he stuck up for the Tangerine tyrant.
And I also think Mike Johnson... he wasn't as heavy-handed, I don't even think, as J.D. Vance, but I think Mike Johnson has made a comment or two about this.
I try not to follow along with anything that he says. He comes from the second poorest state in the United States, and somehow he's leading the House of Representatives, so that is what it is.
Well, I just...
But there's your context, Matt. Look up what Pete Hegseth said. It's what Samuel L. Jackson says right before he shoots the guy.
But do you think...
It's not a real Bible scripture.
But do you think that the Pope should not respond to these things?
No, he's supposed to be against war and famine and killing people and all of that sort of thing. He's supposed to come out... And he didn't come out and say he thought Donald Trump was a POS. He came out and said, woe to those who use religion to promote war. Isn't that something very popey? It feels very popish to me.
I don't feel like he's being vindictive in his... I don't think it's criticism.
No,
isn't
he supposed to, I don't want to say be God incarnate, but, the most holy human?
Supposed to be passed down from St. Peter himself.
Right, he's next in line.
So then he doesn't need to leave it to St. Peter. He's speaking for St. Peter here on Earth.
Hey, by the way, what do you make of the rest of the Amy Acton story?
It should have all just came out in the beginning. When things come out in pieces, it always gets worse. As you said many times, you should get ahead of it.
Right, and I think they've made a terrible error here yesterday. The first female candidate for governor sent her husband out to defend her. I don't think that was a good idea.
Well, we've had Stand By Your Man for all these years.
And how well did that play for Hillary?
She became Secretary of State.
Well, that's appointed.
She became Senator.
She did become Senator. But that's because she was ignoring her husband at the time and living in a different state.
Regardless, it wasn't the kiss of death.
No, but there is something a little... What do the kids say now? Cringe? There's a little cringe here. Factor.
Fuss.
Yeah. Where you're the first female candidate for governor, and the person you send out to defend your domestic call is your husband.
I think it's just irony. I don't know if that's cringe.
What? No, wait a second. Now tell me, what male politician would send their wife out to make a statement like that?
Bill Clinton. Who else was a standby?
I'll think Bill Clinton did that.
Oh, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton.
I think Hillary was ass.
Did a pretty good job of speaking for himself, for the most part.
Do you think Vivek would send Mrs. Ramaswamy out?
I'm going to be as tactful as possible as I can about this. I believe he's going to keep his family out of this as much as possible because they are Hindu, and I don't believe that's playing into his favor right now.
Now we know who called. It was clearly one of the kids.
Well, you know what? Those little cop calling kids need to be taught better. You teach them, when you hear mommy and daddy fighting, unless somebody's getting hurt, you don't call 911.
But doesn't that...
Cop calling sons of bitches.
Whoa! Well, I hope Amy Acton didn't say that. But
that's a little hood joke, a little bit.
Doesn't that make it worse in a way, now that we know it was a kid inside the home, that they felt so... unable
I don't know, were they a delicate little sweetheart kid that has never heard people yell before? I mean, and my child isn't so desensitized that if he heard yelling, he wouldn't call the police. He would come see what was going on, and I mean, and we still don't know the whole story. And again, it was 7 years ago, no one was charged. It doesn't make it better that it was someone inside the house. As you've said multiple times, she should have got out in front of the whole story from the beginning.
But I don't understand his estate. Now, this statement from him, though. These attacks on my wife and my family have gone too far. 7 years ago, I had too much to drink, while Amy only had one drink. I started the verbal argument while she tried to de-escalate the situation and eventually went to bed. I take responsibility for my actions that led to the police coming to our home, which was ultimately the result of a single fight between two people who love each other very much. Now, that's almost not even what her campaign is saying. He's saying he was too much to drink. I mean, I guess...
So Dad got drunk and acted the fool.
Well, that's what he's saying, but the campaign 2 days earlier, 4 days earlier, was saying, no, you know, nobody was drunk and, you know, nobody was screaming.
No, she said she wasn't drinking.
Oh, well, maybe they should have put in that he was. I don't know. The police report doesn't speak of that.
Didn't they say that they went out to dinner and she had, like, a drink?
That's what they say, but I don't even understand why it was a question then. It's not like they breathalyzed her.
Well, I think they should have. I mean, that'd be a pretty good thing to do.
In a domestic situation, they're going to know whether or not alcohol was a factor.
Right, but
I mean,
why?
That would play into any future situations.
But why is it a factor in the police report in 2019, but it's not a factor now? But it's a factor with him. And in the original police report, he's the one who's saying he stopped her from driving the car.
Well, it sounds like he might have been, there's a possibility that he may have been drunk and telling the story to make himself look like the hero in it.
But drunk enough to come up with an alibi.
Oh, he's apparently never dealt with enough drunk folks. They'll tell the story of their lives, but won't remember a word of it the next morning.
So you think she just bumped into this, mirror?
No, I think there was an altercation. I don't want to say altercation. I think there was an interaction inside the home that escalated into something being broken and that's probably when the kid got scared.
I just think breaking a mirror is not a normal argument.
I can tell you, now listen, I've never broken a mirror, but I can tell you've never really lived with anyone long term, because there's,
How does it always get back to me?
Have you ever even been in an argument serious enough to where you've thought about throwing something at someone?
No, I am not argumentative. People don't believe that, but I'm really not.
Okay, but then you've never been with the one person who absolutely knows every single thing about you, that knows, I mean, they're your best friend, but they could also be your worst enemy if they decided to be.
Well, they wouldn't be my best friend if they threw something at me.
Yep.
Once you throw something, we're no longer friends, buddy.
Yeah, I think I might have to dish you at that
point. What if you have two kids together and you've been together for a decade?
Well,
if somebody throws something, do you just say, okay, see ya?
Should have waited a little longer.
Well, the kids are probably calling the cops, so I'm probably upset with them.
But do you see what I'm saying about how if you've never been in a long-term relationship, then the perspective, it changes. Now, if I've been with somebody for 6 months and they're throwing something, I'm sneaking out in the middle of the night. You'll never see me again.
Yeah, but the problem is, I think that you've done that now in front of the kids is unfortunate, and I think that...
It's happened one time. It is unfortunate. I didn't say it was good.
No,
it's
but
an
why?
Awful thing.
So if this is all just a big, as the kids say, nothing burger, and it doesn't mean anything,
nothing sandwich,
whatever.
Not burger.
They said nothing
burger. Yeah,
there's nothing burger. If this is all that, then why doesn't she just say that? Why does she keep sending her campaign manager and her husband?
You can't minimize domestic violence. You can't minimize that sort of thing. You can't. So, but let somebody else talk.
All right. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye, guys.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If it's nothing, say it's nothing.
I think that the campaign's lying, personally. I don't trust what they're saying.
I still don't understand the whole thing about Vivek making fun of her childhood abuse. Where is that?
Does it exist?
I don't think it does exist. But, okay. 740-383-9944. If you want to talk about any of these things or anything else, we're always glad to hear from the listening audience. I think it's politics at its worst as we go into a gubernatorial election, and certainly these stories are going to pile up. And you've got old Casey Putch out there making pro-Nazi remarks. He was just a guest on the show on, what day was that, Tuesday? I think he was on Tuesday? Holy mackerel. And that QAnon shaman yesterday, he was all over the place.
Well, I should probably listen to that QAnon shaman thing. The QAnon shaman one sounds pretty neat.
Well, he certainly is not in Donald Trump's category anymore. He's fallen out of the Donald Trump category.
By the way, it was apparently a tweet or a post on X.
Okay, what do you say?
Oh, I can't read the whole thing because I have to get on there, but he said that Amy Acton has no vision for the state, quote, other than to complain about what someone else did to her, end quote. And that was on April 14th.
Wait, well, what does that mean?
April 14th was 3 days ago. When was that?
Well, that story came out.
Yeah, well, I don't
Saturday.
Know.
Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know about that one then. But, yeah, so, I don't know.
That's what I don't know what they're talking about.
I mean, that's the closest I got, I guess.
I don't think that's making fun of her childhood abuse.
I have a video. I found a video.
All right, a video. Let's hear what Vivek said.
We have a chance to elect a governor who, I hope I'll lay it out for you. A positive vision for our state versus a governor who has none at all other than to complain about what someone else did to her. That is the choice we face. Now we have.
That's it.
That's it.
What did he say?
Complaining about what someone else did to her, and that he claimed that I guess his opponent is running on that.
I don't think that's making fun of her childhood. Sex abuse, is it?
I don't know exactly what else it would be in reference to. per se.
It's an 80-second clip. Well, here it is.
Oh, well, that's an 80-second. I had like a 14-second.
Hold on. Let's listen to old... He sounds fine to me. Why does everybody think he sounds snarky and arrogant? He sounds fine to me.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Gosh, look at me defend Vivek Ramaswamy.
Amy Acton's running on nothing. Meanwhile, I'm going to...
Here, hold on. Here, here we go.
You elect is the government you deserve. And I believe this year... We face the single greatest contrast between two candidates in the history of governor's races in Ohio. We face the most consequential election for governor in the history of our state. On one hand, we have a choice in me. I will proudly say without apology, a chance to elect the most conservative governor in the history of our state. We have a chance to elect a governor who actually celebrates success versus a governor who villainizes success daily. We have a chance to elect a governor, and I pledge to do this, to actually grow and expand our economy versus a governor who already did it once she shut down our economy. We have a chance to elect a governor who will actually improve our schools versus a governor who led Ohio to be the first state to shut down our public schools. We have a chance to elect a governor who, I hope I'll lay it out for you, a positive vision for our state versus a governor who has none at all other than to complain about what someone else did to her. That is the choice we face. Now,
same clip, just, I guess.
Yeah, but what
lead up?
But that's not... That's not... I'm sorry. That's not what her... Do you remember what her campaign said?
I think the campaign probably hyped it up.
The campaign said... They said, okay. Okay, where is this? But we're shocked and disgusted to see Ramaswamy's allies shame Amy for being sexually abused as a child. In 1994, Amy honestly answered a question on her medical licensure. It's shameful that Ramaswamy's allies are attacking someone for seeking treatment after being abused. Okay. I don't know. His allies? Can he take responsibility for his allies?
Well, I mean, I guess it's the same thing. I don't know. Can they take responsibility? I don't know. I guess you're supposed to, yeah.
I don't know that he said anything that was... got me. But he doesn't sound arrogant to me in that clip. What's the arrogance?
Whatever the post was made, whatever post that the Amy Acton campaign linked to Ramaswamy's allies attempting to shame is gone.
So they did not screenshot it?
No, they posted a link to it. So, like, it's a hyperlink, and you can click on the hyperlink, but it cannot retrieve post at this time. Please try again later. I assume they deleted the post.
Yeah, but shouldn't they have hyperlinked it or something?
They did hyperlink it.
No, I'm saying... post is deleted. Screenshot it.
Well, they didn't screenshot it. They didn't post it on here if they do have a screenshot.
Okay. I don't know. All seems like a problem to me. Again, the phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944, 35 minutes past the hour. Okay, what's coming up on your show tonight?
Well, basically what we've been doing now, I suppose, politics. We're going to talk about the national level, talk about the, you know, this, so on and so forth.
A lot of stuff here.
Yes.
A lot of stuff.
It's been a busy news week.
Yes, it has been a busy news week. Hey, by the way, we should have not... Kroger, Marymount Gilead Road, getting a gas station. Officially announced this week.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, people like stuff like that. Apparently it's going to be out in front of the store.
Out in front of the Kroger?
That's what was said.
Okay. All right.
That came from Mark Bruce, the communications director.
Well, that'll be good, I guess.
So now you can get your gas, I think, starting in the fall. In the autumn.
Well, that's not too far away at this point.
So you'll have Culver's down at...
When's that supposed to be done?
I don't know. They haven't built anything yet. They're digging the plumbing.
When's the Starbucks supposed to be done?
I don't know. So, you know, we have the Goodwill down here on Delaware Avenue, big old Goodwill place.
When's that get? When's that supposed to be?
How would I know? I don't send out the construction permits for these places. Call them. But you got a lot of stuff going on here in Marion. There's a new place downtown next to Witt's. I don't know what that was. I drove by it last night.
Where's Witt's?
Right across from Founders Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's in there, though.
Witt's?
Yeah.
I thought it was like the frozen yogurt or whatever.
No, that's there, but in that same building, right next to it, there's something else.
In the same building?
Yeah. Does anybody know anything about these places? 740-383-9944. So we got the Kroger gas station. Fall is what they're saying on 95. Culver's out by in front of Meyer. They're doing work out there right now on that. The framing's up on Goodwill out here on Delaware Avenue where Hills used to be. And Starbucks down here on Delaware Avenue.
Busy, busy, busy.
I don't see much going on there, though.
Well, I haven't seen... Yeah?
Oxbees apparently is next to
which is
Witt's. I don't know.
I bet you it's
barbecue.
Chicken.
I bet it's barbecue.
It could be barbecue. If I had to put money on it, it's
people love their barbecue.
I still think it's chicken.
Oh, people love their barbecue.
Yeah, people like chicken better. Look, I mean, think about all the chicken.
Oh, I don't know, Marion. How many barbecue places have we had in Marion?
And then they go out of business.
Yeah, but people love them.
Yeah,
when they first come in, they say, oh, look at the barbecue.
And then they're gone.
You know why? Because barbecue is so unique. Barbecue sauce is such a unique thing.
I'm not big on barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce is kind of meh.
You don't like barbecue?
Barbecue's okay, I guess, but I don't know. People like to just smother the food with barbecue, and that's kind of a lot.
Let's see. Oxbees is a popular Ohio-based fast casual chicken restaurant.
Look at that chicken. We all love chicken. Everybody likes chicken. Chicken's good stuff. We got Cane's. We don't have a Cane's in Marion, I guess, but
they have sandwiches and wraps.
In Marion, what are all the chicken places we have in Marion now? KFC, Lee's.
Okay, now wait a second. Let's go back here. Now we had a conversation this week that actually we never went back to about tips.
Tips
because tax day was Wednesday. Did you pay your taxes?
Yes, my
taxes. There's other things you don't pay. I know one that are once a year. There's other things you just...
No. See,
with that.
I renewed them 3 years this time.
Okay. In any event, you know, the first 25,000...
And I paid my fine now.
Okay, well, you can't run for office now. The first $25,000 in tips are no longer taxed.
Yes.
Okay. So how is that fair?
To
the worker who doesn't make tips. Because if you work in a restaurant, first of all, if the cash tips, you're not claiming those anyway. Now, if they show up on the credit card, maybe, but $25,000 of that, now you don't have to claim. So, and the other day we also had, what about the pizza man who makes minimum wage, which in Ohio now I think it's $11. Now, how much does the average pizza driver get tipped?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure pizza drivers make more than minimum wage.
Well, regardless, let's say they make $11 is pretty good for a pizza driver plus tips. So, which especially $25,000 is not going to be taxed. So, how much does a pizza driver on average get tipped?
I don't know. Like $5.
I see, that's what I said. And they say, a dollar. People said a dollar. Bob, our friend. Pizza man called in here and said, no, they aren't making $5 per house. I think they are.
Yeah, I'd say probably about $5.
Okay, so think about that. On a slow night, let's just average a week, $100 in tips. Now take your wage, 40 hours a week, mm-hmm. at $11 an hour. Mm-hmm. You made an extra $100 that week, not taxed. Mm-hmm. You're doing fair. As a pizza driver.
Yeah, but in theory, you're supposed to have, like, because you use, I mean, unless they have, like, their own specific vehicle for you to drive. Like, if you're using your own car, I'm pretty sure you have to have, like, a special insurance because you have to pay more because you use it for work purposes. And you have to pay for your own gas and then, you know, so on and so forth. And yeah.
We just got a ping here for Laziz, L-A-Z-E-E-Z.
Which is?
Bowls and wraps. Now, is that the place down by... Oh, yeah, baklava. Baklava cheesecake. And, I don't know where the... Where is... There's no room in front of the store. Oh, that's probably about,
For the gas station.
The gas station. I don't know what Laziz is.
I don't know where any of these places are. I like food, though.
Where's Laziz? 740-383-9944.
I gotta try the Oxby's. I gotta try the Laziz.
Oh, that's a whole issue you had for last...
I gotta try the Wits.
But you'll sit in the parking lot for 20 minutes and not even do anything. And then they've forgotten about you. Last week you went to McDonald's before the Friday night show. You sat in the parking lot for 20 minutes. Then you went inside and waited for 10 minutes. And found out they hadn't even done anything with your food.
Yeah. But I assume most places aren't drive-thrus.
Oh, Laziz is next to Witz.
So where's the Oxby's?
Yeah, apparently I don't know. Where is Oxby's? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I heard Kroger employees get free gas.
Oh, you heard wrong.
Well, that's just like the $5 tip that you think most pizza drivers get.
I'm telling you, the pizza drivers get a $5 tip. There's no doubt in my mind.
Shit. We was in pizza business for years, and people did not tip. I guarantee you, you went to the rich sections of town, you might get a buck. You go down on Davis Street, you might get two, three, sometimes even a $5. But the rich people don't tip you crap. And I guarantee you, that those drivers are not making an average of $5 a tip.
No, wait, I want to make sure I got this. Okay, Laziz is next to Witz, and then down on the corner of that same building is where Oxby's is, on the corner of Main and Church.
So they're all in the same building.
I guess.
Is that restaurants or what?
Yeah, they're all restaurants.
Well,
you can get go to Oxby's or Laziz for dinner.
Let's hope at least one of them stays in business.
Stop in Witz and get yourself some custard. I wonder if they have strawberry custard. I like strawberry.
I'm sure they do.
No, but by the way, pizza drivers, back to the point. Are you talking, like, Oxby's, Bull? Is that what you were talking about when you said Bull?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I said pizza drivers, I guarantee you ain't making an average of $5. If they run 5 or 20 deliveries, they're not making $100.
Pizza drivers in Marion, Ohio, I guarantee you, are making $100 in tips a week if they work full-time.
Well, maybe a week, but...
Yeah, but think about that.
They run 20 deliveries a day.
That's $400 a month that you do not pay tax income tax on. And you get your minimum wage, which in Ohio is $11. So now you get... What would your paycheck be? 40 times 11, you're getting over $400, probably close to $400 take-home that is taxed, and you get an extra $100 that week, which I'm sure it's more than that per week, that you don't pay any taxes on.
Well, $11 an hour in today's money is... In today's world, it's not great money.
No, but you're not making 11. You're making... More like 20.
Oh.
Once you put the no tax.
Somebody's at my door.
Okay, thanks. Bye bye.
Yep.
I mean, isn't that right?
I would think that, yeah.
And all you gotta do is deliver pizzas, drive around, listen to your radio, play your stereo.
Yeah, but you also gotta pay for gas and insurance.
Oh, well, okay, what about the restaurant worker?
Well, what about him?
Now, they don't make minimum wage, but. They don't have to $25,000 of their tips. They don't have to pay tax on.
I think that's... I think the tips thing applies more for, like, the waitresses who make, like, you know, I don't know what waitresses make, below minimum wage.
Like 5-something.
Yeah. And, yes, yeah, so I think that, yeah, they could probably use some tax
for first
tips.
Of all, they're not claiming the cash tips.
Probably not.
So they're, in the first $25,000 on their card, they are tax-free. So what are they paying taxes on? Nothing. They're paying taxes on zero of their income. So, you know, that's a lot of money. Once you take taxes out.
I'm okay with it. Less taxes, the better.
No, but that's not fair because, as I said the other day, the manager of the restaurant who might be making $40,000...
Taxation is theft.
Okay, but the manager of the restaurant who might be making $40,000 a year, who's not working in tips, has to pay taxes on all that.
I say we cut his taxes, too.
That's my point. How can this tax on tip... It should just be $25,000 off the top. Everybody don't have to... No tax. Why tips? What
I
is
think
the logic
we just,
behind
I
this?
I think we should just get rid of income tax entirely. Don't tax people's income.
Tips and overtime. As I said, I know some...
Too.
Well, we did with overtime.
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to come back.
Nobody's working $25,000.
It's going to come back once Trump leaves.
Well, but my point is, if it's popular and people like it, and it's an economy booster, people will keep it.
But you see, I don't know. It's set to expire when Trump leaves office.
Yeah. Well,
they could,
Congress could renew it.
Yeah, they could extend it. I don't know that they will.
Well, they voted on it once. I don't know why they wouldn't vote on it again.
Because Trump leaned on them the first time.
But again, how is that popular? The majority of Americans don't pay tips. Was that an appeal to, like, lower-income people?
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, my point is this, then. I know somebody who makes close to $90,000 a year who got their tax return doubled this year because they didn't pay taxes on their overtime.
Good on them.
Well, good for them, but now they're, you know, probably $90,000 plus.
Good for them.
Right, but it's not fair. The just because they work overtime.
I agree with you. I think that we should get rid of income tax. You ever heard of, like, Georgia's tax?
You can't get rid of income. All this get rid of. Nothing would be paid for. Everybody'd be upset.
No, look, hear me out now. Okay,
Do you know that in October on the food card that you are no longer going to be able to buy regular soda? But you'll still be able to buy diet soda.
That's terrible. Just get rid of both of the sodas.
Well, no, because energy drinks are still on there and all that.
No, get rid of it.
But that's not the point.
Get rid of it.
I think you missed
water, meat, and vegetables. Water, meat, and vegetables.
When I throw a topic on the table, you tell me what you want. But I'm just telling you what it's going to be. So that's what I'm waiting for a comment on.
Good.
Oh, okay, well.
One step on the talk show. One step in the right direction there, boys.
Caller, 740-383-9944, because I'm not getting much over here.
But look, I say we get rid of income tax, okay? And then I say we, like, raise property taxes on people who own, like, I don't know, like, more than 3 houses.
Raise property tax? Oh, you're not getting into the office
with
that.
Look, every house you own, I'll give you an extra house, I guess. I don't know why, but I'll give you the extra house. But any house you own over two, like, you can only live in one house at a time. And I think that the other people would probably like to own houses as well. So you raise taxes on those people, you hit, and that way you're hitting all the, like, I guess you're hitting, like the individual renters as well. But then you're hitting, like, the big, like, real estate companies and conglomerates who do the renting and thing. I mean, like, BlackRock has all kinds of rented properties. So, you're hitting all those people. And then I say you tax, like, corporate profit because why are you taxing the people who make the money for the corporations and not the corporations?
You sound like a Democrat. Better watch out. You're slipping over into a Democrat there. You're going to be Amy Acton before you know it. Go ahead, caller.
You do not have my vote, sir.
Uh-oh.
Well, you're talking about raising taxes on people that own more than one house. Okay. You can go ahead and raise my taxes on my rental properties. Who do you think I'm going to pass that expense on to? Do you think I'm going to eat it, or do you think I'm going to pass that on to the person that's renting it from me?
I mean... I'd rather you just sold the houses.
I'm not going to eat it, I can tell you that. So if you double my taxes, you just doubled the rent of the person living inside the house.
I would rather you just sold the house, and that way I wouldn't have to raise your taxes.
But you can't force that.
Oh, no, I can't force it, but I can raise taxes.
You're like Mom Donnie from New York.
Yes, I am. I am very much like Mom Donnie from New York.
Well, then I don't know why you think you're a libertarian. You're like a socialist.
You're not a libertarian. You're
Democrat.
A socialist.
Libertarians
believe in private property rights.
And listen, the Senate president told me last night that Amy Acton's a socialist. So you and her ought to get together.
Hold on now. I like guns. Okay. So that would be libertarian category. I generally don't like. I mean, you have to tax somebody. And
you
I
said
just,
liking guns as a
like
libertarian.
Guns
the conservatives
yeah,
are far more.
Yes. But the libertarians are also big into the guns.
Why do you think the Democrats are against?
I mean, taxation and theft. Taxation and theft is literally like a libertarian like thing. That's like all the.
And you know what? That's
thing.
A great thing to say. But how else do we fund this mess without taxes? Now, is there absolute waste, fraud, and abuse that can be cut from everywhere? There sure is. But we don't have a system that right now that makes sense without taxes. Now, there are other tax methods like flat taxes and fair taxes and things like that that make the tax system more equitable among everyone.
I hate to tax the company,
but no, it's I hate to say this, but the only every president has tried trickle down economics, federal tax. Okay, but the truth of the matter is the only now people aren't going to like this, but the only two taxing systems that have ever worked as an economy stimulator are raising taxes on the rich because the rich are still going to buy, the poor are not. And the other thing, which nobody will do, is stop spending so much money on the military because that's where most of our money goes.
Right.
And nobody's going to do that.
And even just to breathe, like, you know, maybe we just spend the same amount and don't increase our spending on the military. Nope, then you hate America, even if you suggest we don't spend any more money.
No,
how about we
like
just stay where we are?
$350 billion.
Do you realize, first of all, your property tax, people want to talk about property taxes, people want to talk about sales taxes, people want to talk about income tax. Do you know how far your income tax would go down if the reduction happened in spending for the military, which is our biggest, the thing we spend the most money on in this country, how much your federal tax coming out of your income would be, that it would go down by more than half.
I was going to say about 30% if I had to guess.
Well, I don't think if we completely eliminated it, we'd still be okay right now. We spend more than the next, I think, 7 or 8 countries combined.
I told you this. It's 9. If you took the top 10 countries in the world and you combined the 2 through 10, we still spend more money than all of them combined.
And aren't 7 of them our allies?
Yes.
There you go.
And you're even talking about like China and Russia and North Korea, and all of them are on that list also. But,
what if we spent on Iran in the last 6-7 weeks? Billions.
Well, that's not a war, so it doesn't matter.
But billions.
Yeah.
Billions.
But you know what, Matt?
Cut that property tax.
I am with you on not paying for pop.
Now I'm not saying that I'm anti-war in general. No, yes. I just said I'd cut like 300. I mean, like, yeah, we are the global police. There's no reason we should be the global police. I'd cut about $350 billion off that. I'd probably cut more than that. We have like a $1.1 trillion military budget.
Cut $350 billion and still be the world police.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but now we went into a different subject here. Now, we should not be the world police. See, that's like a blanket evangelical Catholic statement. You can't say that. Did we need to attack Iran? Probably not.
We need to do a lot of the things we did.
I believe in peace through strength, but that does not drag us into wars. That we look at Afghanistan. I mean,
no,
peace through strength turns into 20-year quagmire.
No, but I'm talking about like Ukraine. Now we did not like.
We should have just handled that, and it should not still be going.
But that's global police.
Yep.
But the point is that you know what? Nobody talks about that anymore. It's like it's not even existing, but it still is. But the point is, people have very short memories. We didn't go into Ukraine in the beginning. We just showed what was going on the news. And Americans got tired after about 2 weeks of watching Ukrainians being bludgeoned and bloodied and beat up. And they wanted the United States to get involved in that. And even in that, Biden would not commit troops because they were not an ally. So he committed funds. And you know what? How many years later, Ukraine is still propped up by us, and we have never put a boot on the ground in Ukraine and stopped Russia from going into a country that we would have to go to war with because of the NATO pact. But what in the meantime are we doing? We're attacking Iran, spending billions.
Exactly, and we could have just funded somebody over there to handle our business over there.
Nisha, but that's the problem. I don't think we should be funding anybody. Now, now, I'm not opposed to...
So you believe that Vladimir Putin would have stopped at Ukraine if he could have went in there and overturned him?
I think we should have sold the Ukrainians guns, and I don't think we should have given them money or just given them guns. I think
we
should have sold them guns. Minimal rights.
I'll tell you what. Had we not given the United Kingdom things during prior to World War II, we'd all be speaking German right now.
Valid point, but I mean,
And by the way, Lend-Lease, look up Lend-Lease.
I know what a Lend-Lease is.
No, I'm saying what Roosevelt meant by Lend-Lease. That's his way he could fund, because he knew United Kingdom had no money.
We pay somebody else to fight to keep the peace for us.
Right, and he knew that the United Kingdom could not pay for that stuff. He said, we're just going to lend it to them, and they can either pay us back later or they can give it back to us. Well, how do you give back a tank that's been blown up? He knew there was never any money coming on that. That was just his way to get them funds so the world wasn't taken over.
Right, and it's also a way to get, like with Ukraine, to get them to fight a war that we don't want to be involved in, but needs to be fought, because like you said, if Putin makes it past Ukraine, then Europe is his, you know, fair game anywhere in Europe.
I don't know.
Not necessarily, but it makes it a whole lot easier. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't cede to him. It's gone on too long, but we shouldn't be the world police. We are. That's a role we can't just dip out of, unfortunately.
I think it's a role we should just dip out of.
World police.
We don't need to be setting up barricade or armadas in the Strait of Hormuz, though.
That's a whole different... I'm not even sure... I don't even think you could call that world police. I don't think that's what we did in Iran. I don't think world police is Iran and Iraq, because what did they do? What did they do to the United States?
You mean like what did they do to provoke us?
Yeah, I mean, other than Israel, what in the world did Iran do besides fund terrorism?
Israel.
So what world police? We should call ourselves the Israeli police.
The youngins, my son, his generation, they aren't taken too kindly to Israel's meddlings, and they're dragging us into what they see as Israel's wars and not our wars, because I can tell you from my own high schooler's perspective and the stuff that he watches and ingests, the youngins, and I know Matt's more politically astute, but the young kids aren't too hyped up on this war. And Matt, have you seen any of the Lego videos that Iran has been making about Trump?
Lego videos?
Oh my gosh, they're hilarious. Everybody's Lego characters. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is Iranian propaganda, and I'm sitting here laughing at it.
Well,
pretty good stuff.
I want to bring up a point here before that. We got one more hour to go, but I
want
to bring up this point.
Look it up, Matt.
I think this is important. There was a big conversation about Israel at one time on this show, and I can't remember how long it was, but it was about the dome over Israel. And
The
Iron Dome. And Israel doesn't really need the United States' help, because they've got this Iron Dome, and they can deflect anything, and there's no problem there.
The Iron Dome's pretty cool, though.
Okay, no, you were on the side of this. Well, guess what? Apparently, they can't take on Iran on their own, and apparently the Iron Dome ain't saving their rear ends, because we have to come save their rear ends.
But like, look, the Iron Dome, like when you enter the Iron Dome airspace, it scrambles the navigations on the missile,
apparently.
And then it also tracks the missile that now has the missile's navigation scrambled.
Why?
And then it intercepts.
Some of them get through occasionally.
Very cool. You're going to have that.
It's kept them safe.
If we did not get involved in this, you think Israel's going to defeat Iran?
I don't think Israel would pick the fight with
their
Iran.
Own business.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, that's another question for another day. My question, my question always was, you can't put spilled milk back in the cow. I was going
to
say something.
Well, then we shouldn't have allowed the milk to be spilled.
Right, but the point is, I heard forever about this Iron Dome, and that's why Israel didn't need the United States and la-di-da. Well, that was the biggest load of bull I ever heard
in
my life.
I'm telling you, the Iron Dome
has kept them
very
safe
cool.
for decades.
Yes.
Years.
Has kept them safe from allies that knew exactly this would happen. If somebody really
went... You need to look up the Iron Dome, I'm telling you.
That thing's a lot more than they need us. Why are we
there? Very impressive.
Why do they need us? Why are we there?
Because they don't have, like, the bunker busters and other things. I mean, that's the whole reason they wanted us to bomb Iran.
But they've got the Iron Dome. Forget it.
Well, the Iron Dome is defensive.
Iron Dome keeps them from being hit. It doesn't shoot missiles.
Right, but they've got... Listen, Israel's got a nuclear weapon, so why can't we let Iran have one?
They've got Jewish space lasers, too. I mean, so why don't they just use those?
No, but my point is...
Marjorie Taylor Greene,
She's a whole... Well, isn't she a piece lately? Mm-hmm. But my point is that... Israel has a nuclear weapon. Everybody knows that. Other than the United States.
Okay, let's not.
Yeah, we don't want to speculate.
Let's make that like plan never. How's that?
What? And Iran can't have one, according to the United States.
I say we give them all nukes.
And
we aren't the only. Stop it, Matt.
And Israel's got no Iron Dome.
I don't think they're the only ones that. U.S. isn't the only one that said Iran can't have a nuke. I think the world collectively agrees
right, but,
on that.
But
for a couple
listen, Iran's got no nuclear weapon. Iran's got no Iron Dome, but they can take on the United States and they can take on Israel.
I think that.
And I'm telling you, those Lego propaganda videos are pretty good stuff.
And we're going to break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Bye, guys.
Nothing really. You know, a lot of kids try it at this age, so.
Yeah, well, a lot of kids don't try it too.